Happy Tuesday, you guys. Welcome back to the podcast. Again, like I said, it is Tuesday, April 9th. It is just about 4:30 in the afternoon. I am enjoying the weather out in my boom boom room. And if you guys know anything about my house, my boom boom room is my special place. It's like my girl cave where I can come out here and I can collect my thoughts, I can talk to you guys, and I can be one with nature without really being one with nature, because it is enclosed in and I have windows so that I can open them and shut them at will. But right now you probably hear a lawnmower going on in the background, so I do apologize in advance if you do hear that. But nonetheless, I'm still gonna go ahead and talk to you and give you my thoughts on this Tuesday. Really quick, if you are not subscribed to the podcast and you'd like to hear my thoughts on randomness every once in a while, go ahead and do that for me. Also, if you'd like to follow me over on Instagram, I encourage you to go ahead and send me a request. I'm on Instagram at tulips_freedom. And if you just want to see more of our day-to-day lives and hear more of my randomness talking and see what I look like, check me out on YouTube. You can find me on YouTube at Tulips Freedom. You will see more of my life with my wife over there, as well as some projects that I work on when it comes to interior styling. So yeah, check those out. So anyway, thanks for coming back to the podcast. If this is your first time here, welcome. My name is Case. I am one half of Tulips Freedom. MP is my wife and she is the other half. And it will be a rare, rare day that you hear her voice, because she does not like to speak and converse with other people that much. So anyway, what am I here to talk to you guys about today? Well, if you know anything about me, you know I am like this random thinker, and one thought will always lead to another thought that'll snowball into like this huge thought, and then the next thing I know, I feel like I'm saying something completely profound, and that's just not always the case. But in this case, I think it is kind of profound, and I'm going to talk to you guys about it, and maybe you'll leave me some messages and let me know what you think. So anyway, let's get the ball rolling here. So this morning, I received a call from my neighbor, and I'm really close with my neighbor. She's one of my clients, and she just got back into town. She had to go to a conference. She is an occupational therapist. She owns her own occupational therapy clinic with two other women. So, you know, I think, you know, she does wonderful things and she works with some really amazing children. Well, anyway, she had to go to this conference in New Orleans and one of her partners went with her, and she was letting me know that she wasn't completely tired. Now, I saw her on Sunday when she returned, and I'll admit my neighbor looked like she was whooped, like she had just got, you know, dragged from one end of the street to the other end of the street. But my neighbor kind of looks like that all the time because she's very busy. She has two children, a husband, and she runs her own business, and she's just always making sure that everyone around her is okay. So I'm used to her looking like, you know, she's just been put through the ringer, but I love her nonetheless. So she was telling me this morning when she gave me a call, because it's been probably about a good week since I've spoken to her, that she had a little hiccup with her partner when she was going to New Orleans. They decided to drive, because New Orleans here from our neck of the woods in Northeast Atlanta is about 6.5, maybe 7 hours. So not a terrible drive. And she decided that they were going to drive. Now her partner, when I say partner, I'm not referring to her life partner or her husband. I'm talking about her business partner, had an epileptic episode. And so that left her to drive the complete trip and to make sure that she kept an eye out on her business partner, making sure that she was okay, on top of attending conferences for 12 hours a day. Now, I guess I'd be completely tired as well if that was my case, and, you know, and concern for my friend if that was my business partner. Now, here's where I started thinking about relationships when I was talking to my friend. My friend said, you know, I worry about my business partner. She doesn't have a boyfriend or a partner. She's not married. She doesn't have any children. She doesn't really have any family. And all she has is her two dogs. And in that moment, I said, you know, that's really unfortunate. Now, my neighbor, she is in her late 40s, and I'm assuming that her business partner is pretty much around the same age as she is, in her 40s or whatnot. So at that point in time, I was like, you know, How is it that you, I'm not going to, you know what, that's a stupid question. I'm not going to say how is it, but how does one feel being basically middle-aged where you don't have anyone, you don't have any children to look after you and check on you, and you know, your friends, they're busy and they live their own lives. You don't have cousins or, you know, a partner, you're not in a relationship, and you're sickly. And you just really don't have anyone to pick up the slack for you and to take care of things when you don't feel good. That's really terrible when you're sickly. It's actually not a good thing even when you're perfectly okay. Now, I can attest to this because over the weekend, I know that there were some things that I honestly just didn't want to do. I did not want to help with putting down the concrete in the backyard. I didn't want to go to Home Depot and pick out plants. You know, I didn't want to do any of those things. So my wife, she took over and she handled all of that because, you know, that's what being married is all about. That's what being in a relationship is all about. Having someone that can pick up the slack when you either can't or you just don't want to. I mean, that's like a perk of it, at least. Not saying that that is their obligation to do things for you when you don't want to, but one of the perks I feel in being in relationships is being able to have each other's back. And when you're single and you don't have that, that's quite unfortunate. And what's even more unfortunate is that if you have gone through life and you haven't had any children and you can't even rely on them to help you out when you get, when you're aging and you're sickly. Now, let me be very clear when I do say this. I have a daughter and she will be 21 this year. And in no way do I, even if I wasn't married, do I expect her to come in and fill in the gap for me when I cannot do it myself. I do not want my daughter to care for me, even though I know she's going to insist. I definitely don't want my daughter to feel like she is obligated to take care of me financially. I don't want her to have to interrupt her life to make sure that I am okay. Although I do know enough about my daughter that more than likely she's going to end up doing that if that becomes a situation where she feels she has to. So I'm saying that to say that even though I do have, I don't want my daughter to have to look after me or my wife when, you know, we're old and we're up there, I do know that in my heart of hearts that if that was what was necessary, my daughter would step up to the plate and do what she would have to do, what she needs to do to make sure that I have the care that I need. Now, I'm not necessarily going to say that she won't put me in a home, but if she does decide to put me in a home, I'm pretty sure she's probably going to choose a really good one. So I, in thinking about relationships, I'm also thinking about those people who have really high standards, really, really high standards, where they just won't date someone because they're used to a certain type of relationship or they're used to a certain type of feeling. And at what point, and at what point do you say, you know what, I've just got to get out here and I've got to try it? Because at the end of the day, nobody wants to die alone. Who wants to die alone? Who wants to die feeling like they're a burden? Who wants to be sickly feeling like they're being a burden to someone? Who wants to get up every single day and not have someone at least make them a cup of coffee or a pancake or a scrambled egg every once in a while? Who wants to have to call their neighbor to run to Walgreens to pick up some cough medicine? Or who wants to call 911 when they've fallen down the stairs and they've twisted their ankle? And if you had someone at the house, they could probably help you hop to the car and you guys can ride to the emergency room together. I don't think anybody wants that. And I don't think a lot of people think about that when they're making selfish decisions to walk away from current relationships that are, I'm not going to say abusive or manipulative, but relationships that maybe have grown old and stale, and they could and life can be brought back into them, or you can take it from another perspective and be each other's partners and making sure that you can care for each other. I don't know. I think a lot of people are very, very selfish, and now they have reached a certain age where, you know, the pickings are even slimmer. The opportunities to meet people, to connect with, are even slimmer than if you were younger and able to move around yourself and had more energy to get out there and put effort into meeting people. And when you get into your 40s and your 50s and 60s and you're over all of the foolishness and now you're thinking about, you know what, do I really want to leave the responsibility on my children to care for me? Do I want to depend on my neighbors who may move at any given time or may have their own tragedies or my friends who may have their own lives? Do I want to put them in situations to care for me? Or can I stop being selfish and think, you know what, if I can commit my life to someone and be their backbone and they can do the same in return for me, should I do that? I don't know. That's a question that I can't necessarily answer for anyone else. But for me, I say, no, I'm going to rock my relationship until the wheels fall off. Because at the end of the day, I know I'm not no spring chicken. I know I am not as good looking as I used to look. I know I don't have the energy I used to have. As a matter of fact, I don't even have the patience I used to have to want to get to know someone. So, and my relationship is good. My marriage is good. So I'm not going to walk away from this, you know, when I'm having just bad days where, you know, we're not seeing eye to eye and we're bickering all because, you know, I don't want to let a certain part of my ego go to fix it because, you know, I'm not going to lie. This past weekend, I wasn't worth shit. Didn't want to. I had a little bit of a migraine, but I was just lazy and there were things that needed to get taken care of. I didn't want to take the garbage down to the curb. You know, I didn't want to do those things, but luckily, you know, my wife was like, you know what? I got it. And whether or not she wanted to do it, she was able to do it. And she put herself out there to do it because she knows that there are many days where I don't want to do something and I still handle it because she doesn't want to do it. And further, we know each other. We're comfortable with each other. And we've made these vows that in sickness and in health. So in the event that she is sickly and she does need me to help her and vice versa, it is my hope, because I can't guarantee, nobody can guarantee anything, that's for sure. It is my hope that we will be there for each other until we just can't. And that we have established relationships with our children. I don't have any grandchildren. That we've had established relationships with our children and future grandchildren, that perhaps they may want to care for us in our aging and ailing days. So think about that. If you are single and you're out here, you're being stubborn and you don't want to be with somebody, you know, is it fair for you to put the responsibility, the burden of worrying about your health and your future onto your children or onto the people that surround you, your family, your friends that care about you? Or would you rather make a commitment to someone that has your best interest at heart? And so long as you both are alive and able, that you're going to commit to each other to make sure that you have the best golden years that you could possibly have. I know this is a rant, and I know there's a lot of people that can be like, it doesn't quite work like that, you know. But that's just my thought. That's my thought. I don't want to be lonely and die alone. I don't want that for sure. And I definitely don't want anyone besides the person that I decided to marry or be in a relationship with to take care of me, because I do not feel that that is fair. What is fair is that when I've made those vows with someone, they've made them with me, and we have decided that that is what we want to do with each other, that we will be here for each other for as long as we possibly can. So anyway, my rant is over, you guys. It's been about 15 minutes of fun talking to you. If you've listened and you have some thoughts on this, please share them in the messages or in the comments, and I'd be more than happy to respond. So anyway, happy Tuesday, and until next time, be well and be free. And this is Kay signing off. Bye-bye.